This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is claiming a huge win in Thursday's for the leadership of his ruling Likud party. Netanyahu tweeted his prediction just an hour after the polls closed, saying he will continue to lead the state of Israel to incredible achievements. Weather Thursday, however, kept voter turnout low. Less than half of eligible Likud members cast ballots as closing time approached. Final results are not expected until later on Friday. A tragedy in Turkey today where a boat filled with migrants and sank. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Seven people have died and 64 had to be rescued when a boat carrying migrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan sank in eastern Turkey's Lake Van. The accident happened at around 3 a.m. on Thursday. The lake is near the border with Iran, where migrants regularly cross into Turkey, heading west towards Europe. It was not clear why the migrants were on the boat in Lake Van, which is completely within Turkey's borders. Five people were found dead at the scene and two died in hospital. According to the governor's office, the 64 people rescued were taken to nearby hospitals and shelters. Search operations are continuing.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Disaster officials in the Philippines say a typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes. Many went to shelters in schools, gyms, and government buildings. This is VOA News. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protest in Hong Kong and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant services. Christmas in Hong Kong is usually bustling with commercial activity, but this year streets and malls and shopping districts are filled with tension. Police have fired tear gas, rubber bullets and pepper spray at protesters and beaten and arrested many of them. They've also conducted indiscriminate stop and search procedures on shoppers, passersby, and journalists during the past three nights. Meanwhile, on Thursday, hundreds of mostly black-clad protesters shouted and marched through shopping malls across the city. It was part of the six-month anti-government movement to pressure authorities to meet their political demands, which include universal suffrage and an independent investigation into police brutality. U.S. states are taking on a new strategy in dealing with being on the front lines in the 2020 election. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
120 state and local election officials heard from an army officer with battlefield experience.
If democracy is under attack and you guys are the ones who are like at the pointy tip of the spear, why shouldn't we train that way?
Eric Rosenbach's message involves a different kind of battlefield, defending free and fair elections.
You train, you rehearse, you exercise, you fail. You learn from the failure, and you go through that whole cycle again.
Oregon's election director Stephen Trout says people like him need to deal with the hardest and most challenging election issues.
Being able to differentiate that, and I think, you know, that's really consistent with the military approach of broad-based attack and knowing where all of the different information sources may come from.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thousands of people knelt in prayer in Indonesia during ceremonies marking the 15th anniversary of the Indian Ocean tsunami. It was one of modern history's worst natural disasters. AP's Karen Chamas.
The massive December 26, 2004 tsunami was triggered by a magnitude 9.1 earthquake off Sumatra Island. The giant wall of water killed about 230,000 people in a dozen countries. Indonesia's Aceh province, which was closest to the earthquake, was hit first and hardest, with more than 170,000 people killed in Indonesia alone. Survivors and relatives of the dead attended memorial ceremonies and left flowers at mass graves of victims in the provincial capital Banda Aceh. Denny Arianto and his family travel to the gravesite every year. We always come to the mass graves of tsunami victims because we don't know where our family is buried, he said. I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials in Pakistan and India say the two rivals exchanged fire in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir on Thursday. It killed two Pakistani soldiers, an Indian soldier, and a civilian woman. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more, right here on VOA 1.